Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, it took a lot of convincing, but we were able to get John Jackson, the Joker from X, to stick around and join us here statewide on Montana Talks. It took a lot of convincing. John, thanks for sticking around. Good to see you, and thanks for being with us here. We had a message that came in on our Montana Talks app, and of course, we're going to take phone calls throughout the hour as well as John sidekicks with us. But we had a message that came in from Kyle in Kalispell. He said he hadn't seen the news yet, but the Kalispell City Council last night revoked the permit for a warming center, basically a homeless shelter that's had a lot of problems. You know, people have been stealing from nearby businesses, vandalizing nearby businesses. They've been defecating on the front porches of nearby houses. So it's caused a lot of problems there. But anyway, they officially revoked. There's an NBC Montana report that I pulled up here. The Kalispell City Council voted to revoke the Flathead Warming Center's permit. But, John, it just begs the question, where are all these out-of-state transients? Where are they going to go to stay warm now? I mean, we've been talking about this homelessness issue a lot over the past few months.
8 hours down the road. Denver, Colorado. How many hours going west? Portland, Seattle. Get on the bus, boys. And good for them. Good for that city council. They are coming right out, and they are revoking this thing, and they are not going to leave food out for the stray dogs. What did your mama tell you since you were a little kid? Don't leave food out for them strays. They will be here. We'll never get rid of them. That's what this is. And now with this invasion of these people across the country, you have got to take a hardline stance.
Yeah, it's, I want to say that for the local Montana folks that struggle with homelessness, especially if it's a single mom with children, we want to make sure that those people are taken care of. There are incredible programs across the state that have systems in place, accountability in place, that help the truly needy, the truly homeless the right way. But unfortunately, what we've seen with some of these outfits, especially in places like Missoula, where a far left city council and county commission has encouraged transient to invade their communities, is that they harm the very women and children that I just referenced.
And you remember when you and I grew up, being a homeless person was a really, really hard life. You had to hide out in alleys. You were always in danger of getting arrested by the police. And so therefore, you didn't see that much. You had to go down in alleys to see that handful of people that were, you know, in that situation. Nowadays, because blue governments and even red governments across our country have made that life so easy now. Shelter, food, money stipends, the whole bit. Now, anyone can do it.
People that could be working, that aren't working, that are refusing to work. And there's nothing biblical about people that can work but refuse to work, giving them other people's money and other people's stuff. 406-294-0970, the number for you. Speaking of Missoula, wait till you hear about the updated tax hike.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, John Jackson, the Joker from X, sidekicking with us here for the full hour. But keep your phone calls coming. Treat this like you would any other open phone show. We want to hear what you want to talk about. You get the chance to be heard all across Montana. And then we get the added fun of the Joker jumping in on the conversation as well. John, you and I were chatting about this earlier. So the Pope was basically equating abortion with illegal immigration. Let me just play that for some of our listeners who haven't heard this, or maybe you didn't see it via X. Laura Ingram on the Ingram angle had this last night on her program on Fox News.
Ambedue sono contro la vita.
Both are against life, whether it is the one who is chasing away migrants or the one that kills children. Both are against life. Not welcoming migrants is a sin. It is grave. Performing an abortion is killing a human being. It is an assassination. You must vote and you must choose the lesser evil. Which is the lesser evil? That lady or that gentleman? I don't know.
Well, Laura, the Pope should know. Killing a child is a graver moral sin than turning a migrant away at the border for not following protocol. One ends a life, the other protects the integrity of the nation and its people, which the church teaches is the nation's guide. The moral equivalency here is very concerning, and I wish the Pope would be more clear and simply not wade into these waters.
All right, and of course, he is a, you know, far-left Pope, as Pope watchers have commented over the past several years. But anyway, we've got Cuesta in Cardwell on the phone lines first up here. She is on line one. Cuesta, thanks for the call. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. Good to talk to you. I just wanted to talk from, I have been a devout Catholic, an active Catholic my entire life, and I'm in my 50s. And again, you know, our church is about our sacraments, not about the people. And then we hope that our leaders are good people. But in this case, and I am not alone, many of us have long felt that this Pope has sold a soul to the devil. He has spoken out on lots of issues and COVID and lots of other things and has been very politically left-leaning and against what our morals and our sacraments teach within the faith. And it just kills me because there's so many people out there that want to attack the Catholic faith for a lot of different reasons. And like we all discuss, it's not about the people that lead us. They all are up for being tempted by the devil and sold to the devil like any other leader in any other church. But most of us Catholics do not align with that. I have been a conservative, very, very conservative person my whole life and have often been disappointed with some of the leaders of our Catholic Church. So I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the call. You know, not being Catholic myself, I'll hang off to the side and eat my lefse, my Norwegian lefse. But John, kind of tied in with what Cuesta has to say there, to me, what really this, I think it's the hypocrisy here. You know, any migrant in the world, if we dumped a plane load of migrants into the Vatican, they wouldn't allow them to stay there.
No,
not at all. I mean, you need a ticket to get into the Vatican. You need authorized entry to get into the Vatican. And here's my broader point is that if they sink right now, America is the gigantic rescue boat for the world. Through our private, personal, charitable contributions, we do more for people in need all over the world. I mean, even put government aside, what Americans do out of the charity of their own heart to help people in their own countries. If you sink the rescue ship, which is what they're doing to America right now, that you're going to cause way more harm to the entire world by doing that.
Well, I heard a local preacher put it really well. And he said, look, I know that the country is divided on political issues, but my job is to spread the word of God. If I take a position on politics, then what have I done? I've just alienated maybe half the people that want to come and listen to me either online or at my church. And I'm not going to do that. First of all, I don't want to alienate those people. And second of all, that's not my job. I'm not a politician. I'm here to spread the word of God. And that's what this guy ought to be doing.
But I would also push back and say that at some point you also have to stand by truth and you can't be afraid to speak the truth. And there's people in business, there's people in, you know, all across our society that are too afraid to stand up and speak truth. And really, I think kind of what the Pope tried to do there was he tried to look like he was being neutral. He tried to look like he was being fair, and he was afraid to just kind of speak truth there is what it seemed like to me.
Well, what he was saying is he speaks the truth, and I've listened to this guy a lot. He speaks the truth, but he's also not one of these guys. He's never going to come out and say, vote R. vote D. You know what I mean? He's not taking an actual political position on things because he doesn't want to alienate people.
All right. Let's see. We got John in Kalispell next up on the phone lines. But, John, if you can, stand by through the next break because we've only got about a minute to go before the break, so I don't want to cut you off mid-stride. He wants to talk about property taxes here in Montana compared to other states, as I understand it. John, when it comes to property taxes and just taxes in general, Missoula, we referenced Missoula and their open arms for transients that have invaded the city. The Missoula City Council is now considering water and sewer rate increases. This is on top of the tax hikes that they've already passed on to their citizens. Sandy in Missoula tells me this. With the fire levy, city taxes went up over 16%, while county went up over 4%. So it's over a 20% increase in Missoula. And now Missoula, not happy with just raising your taxes, wants to raise your water and your sewer rates on top of it. They want to increase the burden even more.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John, we got to talk about this story. I want to get to our caller in Kalispell first, but I just hope that when Fox News introduces this story, that we get the big dong,
dong,
dong. Lebanon explodes. This is a story John first told us about via X earlier this morning. Lebanon explosions. Hezbollah apparently targeted as pagers detonate. Hundreds of these terrorists are reportedly hurt. That's the good news story that John, the heartwarming story that John was sharing via X earlier this morning. But now Fox News has their own report ready to roll. We'll tell you about that here in just a second. But first, let's go to John in Kalispell. John, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking the call, Aaron. We've talked about this before. I just want to make a couple points real quick. One is this property tax is not a problem just in Montana. It is nationwide. And nationwide, there are individuals stepping up to try to address it, number one. Number two, when we go to state tax, when we go to employer deposits that withholding, when we go to our own income versus part-time or short-term rentals, we that tax is on something that was created by us and that we had in our hand, and a portion goes back to the government. And a property tax, it's completely oblivious to the needs of any person it taxes with the levies and everything else. And and my point is, if you don't pay your federal tax, you don't pay your state tax, there's consequences. But with property tax, you can be put in a position where you can't afford to pay it, and you either have to move or they take your bed. They take your home, and that's what's wrong with this. So there's two things. If we have anybody going in that legislature, or even Randy when he went to Washington, I've been to NACO, at a point where I represented people, nothing about property tax was brought up. There's two things about government. It'll take every bit of penny it can get its hands on, and it'll spend it in any way it dang well pleases without any real business attitude towards it.
Yeah, well, and that's like, John, you and I were, and John, thanks for, John and Kalispell, thanks for the call. John, you and I were talking during the break. It's like, man, it's just like, because you made a point when it comes to Missoula, for example, which is a reminder that most of the vast majority of the bulk of what you're paying for in property taxes, if you get a property tax increase, call your local city government, call your county government, because that's where you're getting hammered, or stop voting for all these mill levy increases, et cetera. But, Missoula, if you live in Missoula and you're getting hit with a 20% hike in taxes, and then now they want to raise your sewer rates and your water rates and everything else, it's never enough for leftist governments like Missoula. And so, you know, they could go into their own budgets and find where to save money and give more money to firefighters, et cetera, but they don't. They will constantly take more and more from you. But your thoughts on what John had to say.
Yeah, and this is, like he said, it's a perfect point. It is across the country. And what's happened politically, you see all politicians across the board, red and blue, Democrats, Republicans, they are all, make no mistake, all addicted to spending your money, okay? On different things, obviously, but still, they want to spend your money, and they what do they want? They want more, more, more. And see, they found also that raising your income tax is just politically undoable. It's a political killer. So how do they come? They come with the end run at you on these property taxes, and also here in Montana with these levies and everything, getting you to just go ahead and vote for your own tax raising, you know what I'm saying? But again, vote no on every single one of those levies and those initiatives.
Well, one of the Montana specific stories I want to get to this morning, there was actually a good read here by, I think it's Victoria Evis with the Lee newspapers, looking at who is bankrolling these ballot initiatives here in Montana. Several ballot initiatives will unfortunately be on your ballot this fall here in Montana. A lot of deceptive language, a lot of shady financiers that are bankrolling these efforts. I'll talk about that here in just a second. But first, yeah, John, you were the first to share this via X earlier this morning. What was the source of this Hezbollah report on Twitter? Where did you first see this?
Open source intel. It's a really big Twitter account that reports all the goings on over there in the Middle East.
Yeah, and every time that you've seen something from that account, it's checked out, it's been verified.
And I got past edge. That. I got past that by a friend of ours, Niz Nelly, who is also on top of that stuff all the time.
Nice. So, yeah, so John shared this story on X earlier this morning, and now Fox News has a report. Let me see if I can cue it up correctly for you here.
There is a fascinating story developing right now in the Middle East, specifically in the country of Lebanon. There are numerous reports moments ago that claim hundreds of Hezbollah members have been seriously injured after the pagers they were using to communicate exploded. Mike Tobin's got more from Tel Aviv to try and tie this together. What do you got?
All right, we'll hold it right there, even though Mike Tobin always does a great job with a full report. But in the interest of time, let's just jump right into it. John, you were sharing this heartwarming news earlier this morning. I think this was one bit of information that we didn't have. Among those injured when the pagers exploded included Iran's ambassador in Lebanon. It's just, you know.
Hate to see that. Hate to see that. Allah Akbar!
I should have known he was going to do that. Oh, man. Did I forget to tell you it's the most unwoke hour of the week here whenever John Jackson is in studio with us? So.
If I had one governing principle of my 30 years on the job, it was to terrorize the terrorists. Right.
I like
that's
that.
What Israel has done here. They are terrorizing the people that make their living out of terrorizing others. It's awesome.
I wonder if it was like, you know, the see-through, you know, baby blue pager that you probably carried around back in the 1990s. Is that the pager you think these guys were using?
I didn't even think those things were still around, but I guess it was all their devices, you know, pagers, cell phones, radios. There's reports all over the place, but it looks like all of their communication devices were blowing up right in their faces.
Yeah, Lebanon's state-run national news agency reported that, quote, the handheld pager systems was detonated using advanced technology, and dozens of injuries were reported here. A Hezbollah official speaking on the condition of anonymity to Reuters described the incident as a detonation that was the, quote, biggest security breach during the nearly year-long war with Israel. Maybe you guys should stop messing around with Israel then and just allow them to peacefully exist and stop terrorizing them. Maybe that's the message message that should be coming out of Washington, D.C. You know, you'd think the message would be sent, right?
Well, yeah, the one guy who got up in his helicopter, if you remember that, and that helicopter crashed. And then you had the other guy right there in Tehran while he was visiting his side piece. He got the straight ticket to see Allah. And now this, they are being terrorized and assassinated in very, very covert, beautiful ways.
Well, which is exactly why we need to stand with Israel, stand from a position of strength, and go back and say enough of this terrorism, enough of what is happening from the Gaza Strip, enough of Iran meddling and more, and let's go back to the Abraham Accord peace process that Donald Trump advanced when he was the president, that the Biden-Harris-Tesser regime then undermined after they took power. Let's get back to the peace process, but let's destroy the terrorists first.
My line that keeps on repeating in my head over and over and over again is Sean Connery from The Untouchables, when he said, "How do you think he feels now? Better or worse?" How do you think these guys feel now about October 7th? Better or worse?
Yeah. The worst attack on Jewish civilians since the Holocaust. And yet look at how many in the media downplay what took place nearly 1 year ago. We're already approaching the one-year anniversary of that vicious terrorist attack. All right, I want to talk about these ballot initiatives and who's bankrolling them here in Montana. But first, looks like Mike in Libby wants to jump in on this topic of conversation. Mike, what's your thoughts? Thanks for the call.
Well, I just heard from a reputable source that the local Hezbollah choir in Lebanon has got a whole bunch of new sopranos that belong to it.
Oh, man. Yeah, because I was going to say, those beepers, you kind of wear them around the waistline, don't you? So,
or you keep them in your front pocket.
Well, they could be part of the Gays for Gaza group now, I guess, you know, if they just got their new gender mutilation surgery that, I wonder if Kamala Harris paid for this gender mutilation surgery.
You got to hand it to the Israelis. They could be severely diabolical when they want to.
Well, they're literally fighting for their survival as a people, as a nation, every single day. All right, Mike, thanks for the call. John, what else do you say after that one? He just out-unwoked you, I think, with that one.
Imagine yourself now, if you're one of these savage terrorists now, anywhere. What are you doing right now? You're going to have to throw in the river every single communication device you have out. You can't trust it now. And now all the new ones, that every single device that comes in, you're going to have to take it apart and examine it now. I mean, this is huge. This not so much the casualties that it caused, but the terror.
Yeah.
That's what's important.
The question that it raises now within your whole supply chain. If they could do this to your communications devices, what else are they doing? What else could they do? It's that question alone that is the real power based off of whoever did this one. Okay, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Helena IR has some interesting information here. Montana's expensive constitutional initiatives are bankrolled by national organizations. We'll get to some of the details, some of the specifics from this article. But the bottom line is this, is that all of these ballot initiatives, whether it's the very rank choice voting effort or this radical abortion initiative, it's not Montanans that are paying for this. It is overwhelmingly out-of-state, left-wing, dark money organizations that are trying to change your elections in Montana and change your constitution.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Central Montana will be playing host this week to the Montana Angus Tour based out of Lewistown. There will be tour participants from across the nation and the world, in fact, several hundred attending this one-of-a-kind event showcasing the premier Angus genetics and the Big Sky landscape and all that Central Montana has to offer. So I will be heading home to my hometown of Lewistown to participate in the tour this week. Things are underway this morning with the annual Golf Scramble. If you hear me yell four, I would encourage you to duck. Again, the Golf Scramble underway today, along with the annual meeting of the Angus Association and dinner taking place at the Trade Center in Lewistown. Then the tour officially underway on Wednesday morning, going all across the Judith Basin. Then on Thursday, heading out to Denton, Lewistown, and Hillger Country again. The Montana Angus Tour underway over the next few days there in Lewistown. We'll have more to report here throughout the week. In other news, the American Lamb Board is allocating funds through their cooperative funding programs to help local sheep producers and others cost share marketing efforts that align with the Lamb Board's mission to grow awareness and demand for American lamb. Applications must be submitted by September 30th. More can be found at AmericanLamb.org. I'm Lane Nord.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got another caller on the line wants to talk about Israel and the story we referenced before. So let's get to that caller before we move on to the ballot initiatives here. Tom in the Gallatin Valley, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
So there's another Israeli commando situation that just occurred. I think it was like 72 hours ago. Most people aren't aware of it, but let me get to the point. You know, there's very little that goes on in the Middle East that Israeli intelligence isn't aware of. And Iran has been producing rockets and this and that on their own home turf, but they've moved a lot of their rocket and production facilities into Syria and Iraq. Well, one of these complexes was just Israel, the Mossad, and whoever else was involved. They went in there with helicopters. Their commandos rappelled out of the helicopters. They took control of the complex. They gathered whatever information they needed and wanted. There was a firefight of some nature. 18 people there at the military complex were killed. The Israelis got out of there. They set detonations. They all got back in their helicopters and got away. Not one single Israeli was killed.
Yeah.
You do not want to mess with these fellas.
That's right. That's right. And I think, you know, to John Jackson's point here, and Tom, thanks for the call, is that you should fear their military. You should fear their national security apparatus. And, John, that's where I worry right now is that less and less of the world is in fear of the American national security apparatus because we've gone too weak and too woke, and we've had our hands tied behind our back too many of the times. But I know we could go on and on about that for several more minutes here. But since we've just got a few more minutes with you here, John, let's talk some Montana-specific stuff here. Axios Media out of D.C. Had this report last week that I thought was pretty interesting. You know, Montanans are just getting inundated with advertising, you know, like a lot of election years, right? Montana voters face shock and awe of Senate ads. Senate ad spending per eligible voter by state. There is more spending in Montana than any other state in the nation by far, hands down, when you look at it on a per capita, per eligible voter basis, right? So obviously we've got the most important U.S. Senate race in the country here in Montana. Even MSNBC is saying that, hey, if Kamala Harris gets elected, we need John Tester to make sure that the Democrats have a trifecta and she can shove her agenda down the people's throats across America. Democrat spending in Montana is $152 per eligible voter. Republican spending in Montana is about $128 per eligible voter. So there's still a big gap there between how much out-of-state money is coming to benefit Democrats versus how much money is benefiting Republicans. But both of those numbers vastly outweigh anything being spent in Nevada, Ohio, Wisconsin, and every other state in the nation. The state that comes in second behind Montana is Nevada at about $39 per voter in spending from the Democrats and about $21 per voter from Republican spending. So that gives you a sense of just how much money is being dumped into Montana right now.
It's exhausting, isn't it? I mean, we remember this from 2020 with Bullock and Danes, but this is like tripled here. It is exhausting. I've even been getting complaints from my daughter and her friends every time. You can't go on a streaming service. You can't go on YouTube. You can't go anything online where they don't already have your location, knowing you're here in Montana, and blast you something. It's always some John Tester ad. I mean, it's just, you just can't take it anymore. And you know, all of it, like you pointed out here a couple weeks ago, these people are getting all these mailers. And where's the return address? California.
Yeah.
It's all coming in from California. Yeah. We want California values here in Montana, right, guys?
Well, and speaking of California or New York for that matter, basically what this report in the Helena Independent Record, Victoria Ebus, I think, authored this report, the three statewide constitutional initiatives that Montanans will encounter on November's ballot are largely being bankrolled by out-of-state organizations, according to public fundraising numbers. So we've got CI-126 and CI-127, which collectively are an effort to install, basically to change our elections, to fundamentally change the way we do elections in Montana. And basically, it would install this rank concept, as I refer to it, of ranked choice voting. They're trying to interfere with our elections. I think this will give special interest groups even more power over our political process rather than less. And then there's this radical abortion initiative, CI-128. But basically, you read this story, and the overwhelming bulk of all the money is coming from these left-wing special interest groups, these left-wing dark money groups, or these left-wing mega donors. They're the ones that want to change our Constitution and change the way we fundamentally hold elections in the state.
Yeah, and they won't call it what it is. You notice on those ballot initiatives, they won't call it ranked choice voting because they don't want you to know what it is. They don't want you to know what it does. They don't want you to know where the other places in the country right now that are running that. Right, and this is not just Montana. It's a push all over the country to get this put in. What this does is now, you thought you had, voters out there, you thought you had no power before and no voice before. This was your last voice, was your vote. Well, now they're going to take that from you, too. And they're going to manipulate this with who comes in second, who comes in third, who comes in fourth, and all that. And then they'll take weeks to come up with this. And then the person that wins is the guy that was second or third that nobody really wanted to see in there. It's a scam to give the big guys more control over your outcome of your election.
What else I think is interesting is the rally cry from the left here in Montana was, don't mess with Montana's Constitution. Well, these are three constitutional initiatives that are being bankrolled by the left, by basically Democrat dark money groups. Now, they might put a Republican face on this initiative or that initiative. Basically, it's Republicans that fear they can't win a primary election in a Republican primary, so they want to change to the ranked choice system in hopes that they could then have a chance to win at that one. So they'll team up with these left-wing groups to throw our elections, you know, completely out with the kitchen sink here. But the Montanans for Election Reform basically has gotten almost entirely all of their money, 99% of their cash, has come from outside groups. They've had $4.5 million that is primarily coming from two national left-wing organizations. And of course, the abortion initiative, you know, that's all coming from the left here. But I ran into Evan Barrett when I did an event in Butte earlier this summer. And Evan Barrett, nice guy, had a great conversation with him, and thanks for coming and saying hi, Evan. But he was a prominent advisor to former Democrat Governor Steve Bullock, and he has been one of the leaders of this effort on the left in Montana to say, save our Constitution, don't mess with Montana's Constitution. Well, if you're somebody who believes don't mess with our Montana Constitution, why are you trying to change our Constitution three different ways to Sunday, from elections to a radical abortion initiative right now, especially when you claim, and the Montana Supreme Court has already said, that abortion is already included in the Montana Constitution? Why do you need to add it in?
It's a safe bet. I think we talked about this earlier in the hour and in the 8 o'clock hour. It's a safe bet. Every one of these things that you see added onto your ballot, these initiatives, these levies, don't vote for any of them. You are voting for some left-wing initiative, or you are voting to raise your own taxes. You cannot go wrong, almost never. Just, you see that thing? No, 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 no. Vote no on all of it.
John, are you sure you got to run at the 8:50 break here, or can we just stick around for a couple more minutes after that?
Dude, I'm here for you if you need me.
Okay, all right. Because, man, we still haven't talked about your buddy, old Fussy Bussy. We got a debate now set. A debate is about to take place.
Is he
going to
wear his pink shirt during the debate?
I don't know. Maybe he'll have the googly eyes like the pink shirt guy down in Florida hiding in the bushes for 12 hours.
Yeah. How did he get there for 12 hours?
Yeah, but let's see, there's that story. There's a lot of different stories we could talk about here. But yeah, I talked about the per voter spending that's taking place here in Montana right now. Over $100 per voter more being spent in Montana than anywhere else in the country. That's how crazy it is right now. I want to highlight, well, one, I want to give the details. A debate will take place in the governor's race. Not that anybody really cares. John, we're still on the air. Wake up. Wake up, John. You're not at the White House. You got to stay awake.
I watched it just to see Fussy just internally combust.
You know, just see internal combustion.
Just see his hair light on fire. Well, he doesn't have any hair, right? Just see his mustache, his beard go on fire.
But the polling. The Democrat candidate for governor is polling worse than Kamala right now. I mean, it's embarrassing.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Earlier this hour, I apologize to Patricia that I'm just now getting to your emails. I get to the Montana Talks app messages a lot faster because Travis also gets those, and then he'll print them up and bring them in the studio for us. But I do try to check my email as well. Just sometimes get a little buried while we're in the middle of the show here. But Patricia says this, Americans love legal, law-abiding immigrants. Great point, Patricia. She also said this. She says she's a devout Catholic. She says our church is divided just like our country with liberals and conservatives. She says illegal immigration is an affront to the order of family and fatherhood in the order God ordained. All lawlessness disrupts what God has ordained. Anyway, that's what Patricia said via email. John, I know you've got to run a little bit early, but that's okay because I got callers on the line I can get to here. But, man, anything else you wanted to talk about? The latest polling, by the way, Governor Greg Gianforte, 54 points. Fussy, the Democrat candidate for governor, the gun control candidate, he's only at 38 points. According to a liberal AARP poll, Kamala Harris even got 41%. She's basically tied with John Tester, which is symbolic because they're both basically have the same policies. But anything you want to share before you got to run?
Wait. This here's the sound of the Fussy campaign. And he doesn't understand who he's coming up against in Greg Gianforte. If he wants to sit down and debate Governor Gianforte, this is a man who's been a congressman. He's a governor. He's been a CEO for how many years? The man can lay out a case in front of you and crush you without ever even raising his voice. And if Fussy wants to weigh into that and try and poke the bear with Governor Gianforte, he's going to get mauled.
I tried to let you go early, but Lee and Wolf Point just said, hell no, Joker can't go. So you're stuck here now. I answer to Lee and Wolf Point. So if he says, hell no, Joker can't go, the Joker can't go. So you're just going to have to hold your horses for a little bit here.
I'm here at the will of the voters.
There we go. Let's go to Kevin in Bozeman. Kevin, what's on your mind?
Hey, Aaron, I had a John Tester supporter come to my house. It was excellent. So this person, you know, she should know all about John Tester and give me all the things that he's done. And I said, so tell me, what has John Tester done for Montana? and she's like starts hemming and hawing. He lowered insulin prices by $35. And I said, oh yeah, he did. Okay. And what else did he do? He really cares about Montana, and you should vote for him because he loves Montana. That was
his deal. Then why is he at the Bistro Cacao sipping pink drinks with his Toyota Prius in D.C. right now?
Well, I laid into about 10 things that he, you know, has done or hasn't done that were terrible for Montana. And she's like, well, but he's from Montana and he's a farmer. And I was like, okay, have a nice day.
Did she have New York plates or California plates? Did you see the vehicle?
She had a lot of very pretty flyers and stickers to give me. It's spent a lot of money on. So I think they're pumping a lot of money into John Tester's little flyers to hand out.
Oh yeah, yeah. Kevin, thanks for the call, John. I don't watch a lot of TV, so I miss a lot of these commercials, but I finally saw some of the ranked choice voting commercials, and to me, they're not that effective because it's like, wow, you want to do what to our elections? Yeah. But then I see these phony John Tester, I'm a Republican and I'm voting. And I'm like, dude, I was arguing with you on Twitter 3 years ago every day over the COVID BS. But here's this guy claiming, I'm a Republican and I support John Tester because he stood up for the Keystone Pipeline. Then where is the Keystone Pipeline? Oh, high and dry, like the Highline water situation right now. I mean, give me a break. Like, he voted against the Keystone Pipeline when it mattered the most. But yet they have some Democrat who identifies as a Republican now, because you can identify as whatever you want to these days, apparently.
The existential threat right now, of course, we have at the top of the ballot, we have Donald Trump. Then we have John Tester. Then we have the state Supreme Court races. And then number four is that ranked choice voting stuff. I mean, people have got to know to vote no against these things. Every one of those four I just named are existential votes. You're putting that your future for the next however many years will be affected by this. And you throw that monkey wrench of that ranked choice voting into our election systems, it will never be the same.
Well, and I mentioned this before, that this radical abortion initiative, CI-128, is about more than just abortion. This is a radical proposal. Rob Nadelson is a former University of Montana constitutional law professor. He did a full legal analysis of CI-128, and I've got that posted right now at MontanaTalks.com. But, John, this is what stood out to me, speaking of people identifying, oh, I'm a lifelong Republican. Really? Then why are you a Democrat? And, the same people that believe men can identify as women believe they can now claim to be Republican. But one thing that Rob Nadelson points out in this CI-128 is the gender-neutral language. Why is there gender-neutral language in an initiative that is supposed to be all about women, but there's gender-neutral language? Seems to be much more to the story here, doesn't there?
Well, this plays right into how you and I have talked about how you identify these people that are completely full of Adam Schiff. It's these callers, these people on Twitter, all of these people, the emails, all this stuff. When they start in with you, I'm a Republican, but... Oh, there's your sign right there. This is a scam. This is BS.
And then the guy, he delivered for our water project. As he's standing next to a dry creek bed. Yeah, sure, buddy. I can see the dry ground right next to you. Don't tell me he delivered a water project.